Cape Talk.
Five things to do this weekend.
We're getting to that time of the year when we could easily list 15 things to do this weekend and still have a waiting list at the end of it. But we've done our best to get a nice mix for you today of events that will cater to a variety of tastes. And we are going to start with one for the kids. I know the kids are all meant to be studying for their exams, but even the most studious student needs a break. And maybe you want to reward them for their effort. Maybe you just want to get them out of the books and out of the house for a bit of a break away from studying. In that case, we want you to direct yourself towards the Sun Exhibit Space at Grand West, because the Transformers animatronics exhibition is finally open to the public as of today. It's the first time this exhibition has come to Africa, and it showcases everything to do with the popular Transformers franchise, which has obviously included everything from the original comic books to TV series and movies and lots of toys and merchandising. And this expo basically allows you to get up close and personal with the Transformers. On the line with us is Nick Dreher, who's the director of Expo RSA, who've brought this to Cape Town. Nick, it's great to have you with us again. Good afternoon.
Pippa, it's lovely to be on the show. Thank you so much for the time.
It's an absolute pleasure. So what can we expect to see when we come to visit the Transformers animatronics exhibition?
Well, the Transformers exhibition, we're so happy we're open today, and we're going to be here for a while. What you can expect is to become right up close and personal to the Transformers brand, starting with all the comic books and then the toy franchise, moving all the way through to the movie franchise. So there is lots to see, lots to do, lots of activity, and it's a chance to get right up and close personal to some very large robots.
Okay, now I believe when you say very large, that applies to the entire exhibition. It's over 2,500 square meters of floor space, and I believe it's taken quite the effort to get everything here and literally weeks to get it all erected.
It's an enormous undertaking. It's a very big exhibition. It's about 2,500 square meters big, as you say, and our robots, some of them are 9 meters from tail to mouth in terms of the dinosaur. And then they weigh an enormous amount of tonnage, you know, some of them are up to 4.5-5 tons. So the undertaking has been large. We've taken about 2 weeks to build the show. I can happily report that the build has gone quite well and the show is looking great. And yeah, it's open, ready to be seen.
Okay, now one of the other things I was told I must ask you about is the Transformers workbook, a free downloadable workbook that you've linked. So you don't just come and visit the exhibition, you walk away with the opportunity to keep on experiencing it. What's contained in the workbook?
Well, in the workbook there's a lot of activities for ages, multiple age groups. So for the young, you're really younger kids and then a little bit older, and there's loads of activities. There's colouring in, there's a little treasure hunt. There's numerous little activities to do and to take and to learn a little bit more about the Transformers brand. It's available on the website, which is transformersafrica.com.
Transformersafrica.com. And is that where we go to book tickets for the event, Nick?
You can get tickets in a number of ways. One is at transformersafrica.com. The next one is at web tickets directly. And then the last one, which is also very popular, is just to arrive. We've got a box office at the door, and you can just rock up and get your tickets right there.
Nick Dreher, thanks, and wishing you all the best for the run of the exhibition. Now, if you haven't yet been to the Sun Exhibit Space, what you need to know, he's not kidding when he says it's a big exhibition. You need to allow lots of time. You buy a ticket for an entry slot, and then you can spend as long as you want to walking around the exhibition. You should probably allow at least 2 hours, we're told, to get through everything and really fully appreciate. You know, there are giant sculptures to look at, all the activities to engage with. So please, it's at the Sun Exhibit Center in the Grand West Casino Complex. 99 Rand for adults. Pensioners and students get in for 89 Rand. And that's also the fee for children aged 4 to 17. Children under the age of 4 get in absolutely free of charge. It opened today. It is with us until the 21st of January next year, daily from 10 until 7. So please do support them. TransformersAfrica.com is the website if you'd like more information. We're back to talking about emergency response people, and the devastating fires in Gordon's Bay and Redhill earlier this week have reminded us once again how much we owe the people who put their lives on the line in emergency response situations. I mean, fire season has barely begun and And already we have seen so many displays of their courage and their commitment to saving not only lives, but also property. And if you are one of those people who would like to do more than just say thank you for that effort, we'd like to suggest that you support a fundraising event this weekend, which is being organized by the two Rotary Clubs of the Cape of Good Hope and Newlands. On the line with me is Bev Frieslik, who's the PR for Rotary Cape of Good Hope Club. Bev, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Won't you tell us what the event is all about?
Thank you. Yes, we are having a show and in Fishhook tonight. We've got Watershed, the band, playing with us, which is very exciting. Mm. Plus, a band coming out of Ocean View, a sort of a jazz band called Made in Africa, and an MC, Robin Jackman, well-known cricketing legend, will be there to help keep the things going. We're looking for people to come and join us and to just have a good time and at the same time give something back to the firefighters.
Okay, I know there is a bit of a cricket theme. I'm told the theme is hitting fire and disasters for a six. So you've got Robin Jackman as your MC. I believe you've got some cricket memorabilia to auction off as well.
Yes, we've got a signed Proteus cricket bat and jersey. We've got a ball signed by Finnegafani de Villiers. It's going to be a really good evening for everybody.
Okay, now obviously entertainment by Watershed alone is worth going out for, but you're asking people to bring along a picnic basket, bring their own drinks and come and join you for the night. How much are you actually hoping to raise in total, Bev?
We want to raise it in at least 50,000 rand because we're wanting to purchase another vehicle, because at night when the fires start and the volunteers don't have transport, there isn't a taxi service at that time. So they're looking to have their own vehicle which can take them directly to the site and then have some equipment on board as well at the same time.
Okay,
so that's what we're aiming for.
Really, really good cause that you're supporting. Bev, it's tonight at the Fishhook Civic Centre. Am I right that tickets are 250 rand ahead?
The tickets are 250 rand ahead and we're very happy if they just come to the door and get the tickets tonight, or if they have any details that they want to know, they can call me on my cell phone and that is 082-825-6053.
Bev, we wish you a very successful event tonight and we hope you reach the target.
Thank you, and thank you for your time, because we as Rotary just try and make a difference, and that's what our theme is this year, is to make a difference, and we're working with the two clubs together, and I'm sure it's going to be a fabulous evening, so we look forward to seeing anybody there, and we would welcome them with open arms.
Bev
and Frieslik, thank you for your time.
It's our great pleasure. You guys are making a difference every year, I should add. The PR there for the Rotary Club of Cape of Good Hope, joining forces with Rotary Newlands tonight, raising funds for the EVS Volunteer Disaster and Fire Crews. So it is tonight from 7 until 11 p.m. at the Fishhook Civic Centre. As Bev mentioned, you can buy your tickets at the door at a cost of 250 rand a person. They can also be bought with the Zapper app. And if you want any additional information, please visit evs.org.za to read up more about the Volunteer Disaster Crews, evs.org.za. If you're in the mood for some great music this weekend, well, yes, one, you can go down and hear Watershed this evening, but we have two other opportunities to tickle your fancy for tonight and tomorrow night, and that is your chance to catch acclaimed Afro-jazz guitarist Guy Buttery in action with some equally talented friends. Those of you who follow the arts world probably know already that Guy Buttery has been named as the Standard Bank Young Artist of 2018 in the music category already. He is joining forces with award-winning bassist Shane Cooper and percussionist Ronan Skillen for this three-concert series. The first one is already behind us, but you have two more opportunities to catch them in action. One of those is at Café Roux in Noortuk tonight, and the second is at the Olympia Bakery and Café in Cork Bay tomorrow. On the line is spokesperson for the event, Paul Kahanovitz. Great to have you with us again.
Great to be with you. How's it going, Pippa?
Yeah, great, thanks. And yourself, Paul?
Yeah, I'm great. Thank you. It's lovely to know that you guys are supporting us. Lovely to be, I think, in your top five things to do in Cape Town this weekend. So great for that. Thanks.
It's an absolute pleasure. I think anybody who's heard Guy Buttery play will know why you're in that list, Paul. Because for those who've never heard him, let's rather say that, how would you describe his style?
His style is uniquely South African. It has a strong, Maskanda kind of edge to it, and he also draws on various styles from all over the world as he's traveled broadly, and so his style has a strong African flavor as well as a classical flavor, and in some respects a rock flavor. So yeah, there's a lot of different elements to his sound.
It's a really unique sound, and to add then a bass and a percussion element is going to be very exciting. Paul, you heard it already last night with the first performance at the Labia. How well supported was it?
Well, we had an incredible show last night. The Labia was the first for live music at the Labia as far as Slow Life is concerned. It was hugely supported. We had a full house, and I think the acoustics of the place lend themselves to just to the most beautiful sound. So yeah, the show was amazing. Shane on bass came out boomingly. Ronan on percussion, just beautiful sounds. And I mean, Ronan is like a magician with his different instruments. And then Guy on guitar. I mean, it was an incredible mix of the three of them, each coming out loud and clear, and people loved it, yeah.
I'm sure they're going to love it just as much tonight at Café Roux and tomorrow at the Olympia. Paul, are there still tickets left for both of those events?
There are tickets left for both of them, as far as I'm aware. Definitely for the Olympia. As far as Café Roux and Nürnberg, you'd have to check with the Café Roux people. I'm not sure on that.
Okay, now those tickets are 150 rand a head. Do you need to book in advance, Paul, or can you buy at the door?
Cape Town, lastminute.com. I would book online just to be safe, because tomorrow morning, as there always is, there is going to be a rush. So online at Cricket if possible, please.
Paul Kahanovitz of Slow Life, behind the Guy Buttery Trio concerts. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. So just to recap, 7 o'clock tonight at Café Roux, which you'll find in the Noordhoek Farm Village, a fantastic restaurant and a great venue for live music. So if you're looking for a bite to eat alongside the music, that's a good venue. And then the Olympia Bakery and Café in Cork Bay tomorrow evening. Please look on Quicket if you want to book in advance, or buy at the door at a cost of 150 rand a head. Just a reminder again that Afro Jazz guitarist Guy Buttery leads the trio. He has been named next year's Standard Bank Young Artist in the music category, joined on stage by his friends Shane Cooper on bass and Ronan Skillen on percussion. From music, we move to dance and a bit of music and a bit more than that, because the Cape Academy of Performing Arts will be on stage on Sunday performing Ellipses, a show that weaves together several different genres of dance and theatre and song and more. Inspiring choreography by Michelle Reed and Kirsten Eisenberg. This is a show that was a hit in Grahamstown earlier this year at the festival. You now have the chance to see it on stage at the Artscape this Sunday. On the line with me is Natalie Pfeiffer, who is the co-director and head of drama at the Cape Academy of Performing Arts. Natalie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's a great pleasure. For those who don't know CAPA that well, firstly, before we talk about the show, won't you tell us a bit about the company?
Well, CAPA, Cape Academy of Performing Arts, is actually a full-time course that we have. So students come post-matric and study with us for 3 or 4 years, where they study in all genres of dance, as well as in drama and acting, and various other performing arts-related studies.
Okay. Now, your students on stage on Sunday at the Artscape, two performances at 2:30 and 6 p.m. I'm told that this show did incredibly well at the Grahamstown Festival. Can you tell us, firstly, a little bit more about the name? The ellipsis, those who know their grammar know it's the little three dots.
Yes,
what does it symbolize?
Well, the three dots is basically that, you know, that time to pause, to think. It could also mean, you know, a state of suspension or an unspoken something between people. So it really just explores the idea of ellipsis through dance, text, and, you know, language somewhere in between the three dots.
Okay, and that is all happening on stage at 2:30 on Sunday afternoon, and again at 6 p.m. Are there still tickets left? Tickets left for both?
Yes, there are. Yes, there are. You can book at CompuTicket or at the box office at Artscape.
And what's the cost of those tickets, Natalie?
Those are 100 rand.
Okay, so for only 100 rand, you'll get to see the cream of the crop of new talent coming through.
Promise of, lots of entertainment. I can promise you that.
Natalie Pfeiffer.
And it's perfect for the whole family.
Thanks very much for joining us. We wish you a successful show, or shows, plural, on Sunday. Natalie Pfeiffer is co-director and head of drama at CAPA, the Cape Academy of Performing Arts. The show Ellipsis is on Sunday at 2:30 and again at 6 p.m. If you'd like to book in advance, please do so via CompuTicket.
Cape Talk. Five things to do this weekend.
And last but not least, some fun at the theatre as the hit play, a hit play returns to the theatre on the Bay. You might recall earlier this year, it would have been round about May or June, I think, we had the actors Russell Savadia and Siva Gubandla in studio with us talking about the play that goes wrong. And I remember very clearly that day that several of you SMS'd and left us WhatsApp voice notes saying that you'd already been to see it and you had laughed until your tummies hurt. It was so funny. Well, the good news is that all that side-splitting fun is back. And on the line with us is one of the actors, Daniel Janks. Daniel, great to have you with us. Good afternoon.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm well, thanks, and yourself?
Good.
Good. The play that goes wrong is a play about a play where everything goes wrong. Tell us briefly what the show is all about, Daniel.
So it's the story of a group of an amateur dramatic society trying desperately to put on a production of a Agatha Christie-esque whodunit murder mystery. And yes, indeed, pretty much everything that can go wrong does.
Okay. I remember when Russell and Siv were with us earlier in the year, they said the funniest part for the cast was that how much could go wrong that was not part of the actual scripted precision of the play. Is that still happening?
Oh, yes. Every night, all sorts of things jump up to try and surprise us. Luckily for us, this is the kind of play where that can happen and the audience doesn't really know.
They don't know any better. Okay. Still has Alan Committee in the director's chair, I take it?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, and
he's amazing to work with. Not only is he a great comedian himself, but his technical understanding of the art and science of comedy is just phenomenal. So yeah, amazing, amazing direction.
Okay, and then Daniel, I mean, given that you were here in May, June, how much of the original cast is back again, or is there quite a sort of shifting of the ranks?
So three people have been replaced. I'm one of them. Through various machinations, we've had to swap out three people. But the core cast is the same, and it's the same brilliant, hilarious show.
I hope our listeners will come down and support it. Daniel Janks, thanks for chatting to us this afternoon. One of the very many talented actors in the cast of The Play That Goes Wrong. It's on until the 18th of November at the Theatre on the Bay, and there are shows Friday evenings at 8, Saturdays at 5 and 8:15. And the ticket prices vary quite significantly in price from 120 up to 220, depending on who you are and where you're sitting. There are discounts for seniors. There are discounts for students. You can do group bookings. You can also consider booking out the entire theatre for charity fundraising events if you want something really different. So please, if you're interested in finding out more about those opportunities, the thing to do is send an email to mike@theatreonthebay.co.za. Otherwise, book your tickets now. Theatre on the Bay, The Play That Goes Wrong.